Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The first order of business for the new Congress that's sworn in today will be electing a Speaker of the House. Mike Johnson tells Newsmax why he wants to continue to lead.
Look, I'm a proven fighter, a MAGA conservative, but to be Speaker right now, you also have to be those things and someone who can work with every single member of our very diverse House GOP conference.
However, he can only afford to lose one or two Republican votes, and right now 17 Republicans tell ABC they're undecided about their support. The FBI says it's gotten hundreds of tips from the public about the man who drove a pickup truck down Bourbon Street on New Year's Day, killing 14 people. The FBI published a poster showing Shamsuddin Jabbar leaving a cooler containing explosives near the scene. The Washington Post reports President Biden's decided to block Nippon Steel's proposed takeover of U.S. Steel, and Boeing says almost a year since a door plug blew off in mid-flight, it's on track with progress. This is ABC News. Supporters of New York City's controversial congestion pricing plan are holding a rally today. A judge in New Jersey will decide if that plan is set to go into effect.
This court hearing today will hopefully put this back and forth to rest. Here's what's been going on over the past week or so. Last week, Judge Leo Gordon essentially said the MTA and the Federal Highway Administration didn't prove enough of how it will address environmental impacts from traffic that likely will divert through New Jersey to avoid paying those tolls. Lawyers representing the state of New Jersey believe that means congestion pricing can't start without those details hashed out and are asking for a temporary restraining order to block the tolling from officially beginning on Sunday.
To ABC's Lindsay Tuckman in New York, yearly Tesla sales dropped for the first time in at least 9 years. They were down about 1% in 2024, investors pushing the stock up by more than 50% since the election. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks lose to the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, for the second time in a week, the Bucks lose at home to the Brooklyn Nets. The final 113-110. The Bucks trailed by as much as 24 points. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, two completely different games to me. I mean, the first game the other night, Giannis was barely moving, getting back. Tonight, I just thought their defensive intensity. We literally didn't run much offense tonight, and you saw the difference.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Chicago Bears Sunday. Three Packer players named to the Pro Bowl. Defensive players Rashawn Gary and Xavier McKinney. On offense, running back Josh Jacobs, who left the Raiders to come to Green Bay, earning his third career trip to the Pro Bowl.
I feel like if you go about things the right way, you come in every day willing to work, then all the accolades and all the other kind of things, it'll take care of itself in the end. So I just come in and, you know, try to be a better version of me each day, and I guess I'm reaping that right now.
That's the Packers' Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hollywood has a reputation of being progressive, but as a recent drill down would indicate, that isn't always the case. According to Variety, despite women directing some of 2024's critically acclaimed hits like Baby Girl, The Fire Inside, and The Substance, overall, women directed just 16% of the 250 top-grossing films from last year. That is about the same percentage as 2023. When you drill down even further, women directed only 11% of the top 100 grossing films from last year. 23-year-old music phenom Billie Eilish had the most streamed song of 2024. The song Birds of a Feather off Eilish's third album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, was streamed over 1.75 billion times on Spotify. The song was written by Eilish and her brother Phineas. Birds of a Feather has been nominated for 3 Grammy Awards, including Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Best Solo Performance of the Year. Looks like I got shut out again. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today, but it is going to be cold with a high of only 20 this afternoon. And the wind northwest to 10 to 20 will keep the wind chill factor hovering around or a little above zero here for a good chunk of the day. Clear tonight, down to 5 above tomorrow. Sunshine with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 13.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
The sports authority Mike Clements, then Rob Thomas drops by to talk movies and TV. Now that's a Friday. Let's light it up.
Nightlight.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Wow. What did you have on last night, Connor?
We got this new guy?
Okay. Man, I just turned those things on and just like, that was an AC/DC concert.
Well, he does, so we have Todd's on, I don't know where Todd is, he's off, and we have Con in here, and Con also does the Pete Schwabba show. So he had a long day yesterday.
Who did you have on? So loud, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know, but he doesn't really know the controls.
What's wrong with him?
He's 25, what is he, 20?
He's out there driving his hot little car.
Yeah, you do have a nice car.
Nice car.
Yeah, thank you.
And he came in this morning and
can I just say one thing? You're single, right, Con?
Yeah. Yeah.
Enjoy your nice car now.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Enjoy a lot of stuff right now. It's not just your car, man. It's your money. It's your freedom. It's your diet. Your time. Life. Your life. Other than that, marriage is great.
No, well, I know two people listening that are not happy right now. Happy weekend to you, boys.
I was telling him this morning.
Yeah. What are you and John going to be doing, Jim?
After, 30 years.
Bro. Yes.
But I told you that New Year's resolutions, he's young, he's, you know, whatever his life's going to be, it's going to be. But it's different when your kids are gone and you're done working. You know what I mean? There's just a lot of time, and so I'm trying to find stuff to do together because I think that's healthy. Because I worked, you know, when I worked a lot and many, many hours, and now I don't work as much, and you have a little bit more free time. So I'm trying to do stuff together. So one is to watch a movie. I'll go out to a movie and watch a movie. I tell you what we did.
It's hard to find good movies.
No, but I was just telling him this morning, you know what we watched?
What?
Moneyball.
Oh, I love that movie.
What was it, 12 years old or something?
Oh, yeah, probably.
But whatever.
I love that movie.
And like, Con, you know, for being a kid, he goes, you know, it's important you find movies that you both like. Well, that's good advice because of course, likes Brad Pitt.
Right.
And, you know, we like sports. We both do. So anyway,
actually, I really like, not Seth Rogen. What's his name? Con, what's his name? I always get him and Seth Rogen mixed up. The guy that played like the real smart guy from like Yale or Harvard.
Oh, yeah, that guy's
his right-hand
awesome.
Man.
That guy's
Jonah
awesome.
Hill.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
He's so, you know, the only thing I didn't like about that movie? It was bad casting for the manager of the team. They had,
really?
What's his name? Who's the redhead guy who killed himself or died of drug overdose? Who was a really great, great actor.
Yes.
But okay, so I knew Art Howe, the manager, the actual manager of the Oakland A's.
Yeah.
I used to know him.
Oh, wow.
Because he was with the Cleveland Indians in Tucson when they'd come for spring training in Tucson. Interviewed him numerous times. I mean, I knew him as a friend, like.
Wow.
Okay, but here's the deal. And he was like about 6'3", 200 pounds.
Oh.
And they hired this guy who's like 5'8", 220 pounds.
Yeah.
Completely the and he was tall and bald and whatever. Complete opposite body type and everything of him, having known the guy.
Okay.
And Art Howe got really, really mad. I think he tried to sue for the way they made him look.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought he was super arrogant. Was he like that?
No, oh. Not at all.
Okay. All right.
Really
that's
nice
not...
guy, good guy. And it's almost the same like with Rudy, where they made Dan Devine.
Yep.
You know what? Because I knew Rudy and And Dan Devine hired Rudy as a student grad assistant after the season and everything. Yep. Dan Devine was a horrific coach for the Packers. Beyond belief, terrible. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ruined the franchise in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. He did. He was the person that ruined the franchise for so many years. Mm-hmm. And, it's just one of those things how you make somebody look.
But did they stereotype it in that Rudy movie? They made him.
They made him horrible.
True to him? Oh, they did.
But, and even though he was a horrible coach here in a lot of ways, with Rudy, he was actually really good. It's just really ironic.
Okay.
The one guy he was really good to was Rudy. And they made him as the villain in the movie.
So I would, and like you said, there's a very small group that really knows the actual character. Like you knew the coach. So I would think that the coach was like the guy in the movie. But you say it's not.
Totally opposite.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah. But it's even body type. Like everybody in baseball had to be saying, huh. Like let's say you did a thing on Coach LaFleur. You have a big, heavy set guy with bad hair.
Yeah,
how much do you think LaFleur pays for his haircuts?
Yeah, plenty.
How much?
I don't know that he, I'm sure
Who cuts his hair?
Tip.
I want to get a haircut him.
Well, no, I know where he gets his haircut because I can't tell you that.
Come on.
No. Because I was on a fundraising campaign and we wanted to talk to the coach and somebody said, well, I know his barber's my barber type thing. You know? So anyway, but no, he's a good looking guy and he has a great haircut and eyebrows and he's got it going on. So,
you know, I'll tell you something kind of ironic where the new Broadway market is going in. I used to work real estate for EXP Realty in that building. Okay.
Old Fort Square.
And upstairs was a barber and lots and lots of, you'd see like, you know, Jair Alexander or somebody walking through the lobby there and going upstairs. There was a barber upstairs here that cut a lot of the Packers' hair.
Huh. You know the other guy that cut the hair was right across the street from Lambeau.
Yeah. For a lot of years.
Yeah, a lot of years. He had a fundraiser for me when this is a long time ago, 2000.
Murr.
Was it?
Murr Meyer. Murr and Patty.
Yeah. He was
Men's Room.
Men's Room, yes. Ladies' Choice.
I used to go there.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
I remember Bob Harlander being there, Mike Holmgren would be in there.
Yeah. He was a good guy. And then he had that like empty lot next door. He used to tailgate there. And anyway, we had a party one time and he was great. I don't know if he's still around.
But No.
It's cool how they, you know, a little bit of word of mouth, a little bit of, you know, maybe with Harlan and Holmgren, but, you know, with cutting hair for ethnic people, that's an art.
Oh, yo.
And, you know, the word of mouth is going to get them. To the right place. But anyway, that money ball, but I was telling Con this morning, kind of what movies we both
like. I will say this though. Back in the day, you know, I had a fro.
Yes, I think you told me
that's the greatest thing in the world to have. I'd wash my hair and I'm not even joking about this. I'd literally shake my head. I'd put my head down, shake my head, and then it'd dry by itself and I'd carry a hair pick with me.
But you had a hair pick?
I had a hair pick.
Oh my God.
We had to have a hair pick. Everybody had a hair pick.
Nobody had a hair
pick. Oh my God. Everybody in the 70s who had the curly hair had a hair pick. And I'll tell you what, there are a lot of different kinds. I upgraded my hair pick. I got the kind that folded over, so the sides folded, so you put it in your back pocket real easy. Oh, you'd go out at night, you'd see every guy, like down in Arizona, you know what they'd have? They'd have a skull thing in their back pocket, and they'd have a hair pick. I'm not the only guy that ever carried. Quick poll. How many guys out there in the 70s had a hair pick? Me, one?
Okay, wow. I don't remember hair picks being in your...
Oh, yeah. Hmm. From 1976 till about 1983, lots of guys carried hair picks. And they,
what did that do?
You shape it.
Huh?
You had to shape it. You saw how big my hair... I showed you that picture of me and my sister.
Yeah.
I had the biggest head of hair ever.
I looked out of control. Didn't look you shape it anything.
It took a lot of work to get it that way. I had to shape it just right.
All right. Anyway,
But it just took, like I told you, it really peed me off that in the early 70s, there was only one hairstyle. In fact, you know, I really realized this. You know what I found the other day that I loved? It was right before Christmas. I found some channel. I have no idea what channels I have. I just wander aimlessly. And I found the Glenn Campbell Christmas special from 1971.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And it was like everybody's hair was like this perfect across the forehead. And I could not. My hair was way too curly. I could not do that.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. But the thing that ticked me off is, okay, so I'm out of style because my hair is too curly, okay? So then curly hair, the fro comes into fashion. And it's like, oh, my God, Jesus, thank you. Mary, Joseph, St. Pete,
for that, whoever
you are, all you people, thank you. And then all those people that peed me on, all those people that had that perfect straight hair, they get perms.
They got perms. Perms were big.
Oh.
You know what? Yeah, and we made a little money on perms because they need paper. They roll.
Oh, yeah.
And so we made those.
Yeah.
Perm papers, different sizes.
I put money in your pocket.
Yeah, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That was...
We got this Cowboy Dave. I had a comb, but not a hair pick.
Okay. Well, a comb. We all had combs. Hair picks are... Maybe I'm stereotyping. I don't want to do that.
You are.
Yeah, I am.
William says no. Well, okay.
Okay, thank you, William.
You know what? Yeah, I got to tell you something. Our dads, okay, they were so... What's the word? Organized before being organized was a thing. Because my dad would carry the thing for his glasses, you know, in his thing. And in that, he'd have his comb.
Yeah.
Okay.
My dad always had a comb.
He inevitably had a pencil in his pocket. And usually a little notebook. Okay. He'd have that little coin thing. And everywhere you need coins, he's got a little coin thing. He'd pull it. You know what I mean?
It's and a nail clipper.
And that knife with the marble. And a little knife.
Yeah, my dad had all that stuff. I wish I could get that knife. Because he used that for years. And they didn't really turn that stuff in. They kind of hang on to the same item.
Yeah.
You know, for years. I bet you had that knife for 25 years.
Little jackknife. Right,
with the white, like marble.
I remember him in the garden.
Yeah.
You know, pulling out radishes and cutting off the root and the whole thing.
Anyway.
We carried nothing.
No.
He carried. Okay, so he carried the eyeglass thing. Carried the comb, carried a knife, carried a nail clipper, carried the coin purse.
We just carry our phone.
That's all we got. We got nothing. We got nothing.
Not to learn.
Con!
Yeah?
We got nothing. Happy Friday, everybody!
Yes, it is Friday. And, you know, this is, the last home game. I mean, we're in the playoffs, but...
I can't stir up too much emotion about this one. Can you? It's like, get to the playoffs.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to do it with food. I'm going to homemade pizza. I think that'd be fun.
How's the diet going? Good.
No, I'm. Yeah. It starts on the 7th. What did I say? The 1st? 7th. Yeah. The 7th. Oh, no, but this. Okay. I'm going to make.
Because it's still kind of the holiday season. This is like the last holiday week.
Right.
Yeah, this getting through this one.
I'm going to honor the Bears with a deep dish pizza because, you know, that's Chicago. I know I don't really like deep dish, but no. I'm going
to
make it.
To me, a really good crust makes the pizza.
Yeah.
Okay. You can have the greatest toppings in the world, but if that crust isn't good, it's not a good pizza.
I got a pretty good crust. It's in the car right now.
Do you buy it or do you make it?
A friend of mine made it. Whatever. It's like you got to try this crust.
Okay, can I just say something?
I got like five of them.
Can I just say something? If you let me convert the upstairs of your garage and let me live there, I will build you an outdoor pizza oven.
That would be cool.
I know.
I would like the brick where it's always...
And you got the perfect place where you got that little bump-out parking space?
Yeah.
Right there. I would build that for you.
I'll take the...
I've built numerous outdoor fire...
I prefer the empty pizza. Garage.
I've built numerous outdoor... I haven't not completely built, but in my mind, I know what to do. I've got a concept.
When we leave.
All right, we got a big show today. Don Davey, former Packer, will join us. Back.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high-interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the Recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Morning. A little chilly out there today. At least the kids aren't in school, right? Still home? Christmas vacation? This was always like the greatest week, wasn't it?
Longest week,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it when I went to college the first time. And it's like, okay, you're done on, you know, December 18th or whatever, your last final. And we'll see you again on January 18th.
Oh,
it's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We got like a month off?
Didn't you ever have to pick up a class in that time?
No. I mean, I probably should have, but I didn't. You know, the only weird thing
Did you graduate in 4 years?
Four and a half.
Yeah, see, I didn't.
Almost five, because I lost. See, you know what the problem is, though?
No, I'll tell you what the problem with that is you're spending money and you're not making money. That's the problem with a 5-year degree.
Yeah. But what my thing was, when I was going to a junior college, we were on trimesters.
Yep.
So a lot of that stuff didn't transfer as a full semester credit. You know what I mean? It was like 2/3 of a credit or something.
Hmm.
So when it transferred. You didn't get the full.
Okay.
So I went to a summer school, and you know what? I would absolutely recommend summer school for like a tough class. I took my, you know, like a really hard couple hard classes in summer. I took broadcast law. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which was like 40 pages a night type thing, because you're like, normally it'd be like, okay, these 20 pages, but because it was so condensed, it was like 40 to 50 pages a night.
True summers.
But, yeah. But that's the only class I took in that semester. So it's like you could focus completely on that. I would recommend that to kids. If you get a really hard class, take the summer class and just focus on that one class. I'm not kidding. I thought that was really important.
Yeah, that makes some sense.
Yeah, some?
Well, no, if you would prepare for that hard class, it wouldn't be that hard.
But if you got like four other classes.
No, but I'm saying like the prerequisites to broadcast law.
Right,
were
you
probably
had to take it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, if you would have done well in broadcasting, in contracts, and then when you took the law class, it would have been like, yeah, okay, this is...
I got a B.
Okay, that's not bad.
You know what? I think I could have been a lawyer. Because I've only got one...
A lot of people think that.
Yeah. That I could be a lawyer?
No, a lot of people think they could be lawyers.
Oh, they could be
lawyers. Because they're debaters, but there's so much more to
mine is the comprehension. That's the only thing I've been blessed with, is I could read something and remember it.
That is the law test. That's the L.
Yeah.
Did you take the LSAT?
I did
the
not.
Law school
I did
entrance
not.
Exam?
I might now, though.
That.
Think I'm too old to be a lawyer?
Well, the problem with being a lawyer, I mean, you do well on the LSAT, you get into law school, but then you've got a, what do they call that, clerk or intern? That's kind of a long process.
Really?
A year or so, you got to do that. I don't know. That. It's not like you go to school
and
you become
sailed.
A practicing lawyer.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but the good thing about being a lawyer in Wisconsin is you don't have to take the bar.
Well, that's what I mean. Can't you just take the test and you're a lawyer?
I don't know. Get a lawyer on the talk. I don't. If I was a lawyer, I would the only lawyer I would be a trial lawyer. I think that'd be so much fun to get in front of the jury. And
yeah, me too.
And look them in the eye. And
I agree.
Say, look, this, come on.
I agree.
Need I say anything?
I agree.
Look at him.
I agree. Would you defend me?
for the money? I'd be one of those guys. Yeah, you know, Schmidt's a little, but he's worth it. He'll get you off.
Today is fruitcake toss day. Does that mean throw out the fruitcake you didn't eat?
Sounds like that to me.
Chocolate.
Pretty big day.
Chocolate-covered cherry day. Man, how many chocolate-covered cherries did the nuns get back in the day? Everybody for Christmas would give them a box of chocolate-covered cherries. I mean, the desk would be loaded. Why was that the go-to thing?
I think that was before regifting was popular.
But did you?
No, yeah, we gave them chocolates. I'm sure they were.
What did they do with all that?
Yeah, they had plenty.
I don't know, but that's the only time I've ever had a chocolate-covered cherry, I think, is when you'd bring it to the nuns. Mind and Body Wellness Day. Okay. It's a good thing to celebrate.
Well, I think what I want to get into in 2025 is yoga.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Man, the more I read about that, it's like, you know,
do a lunge. How can you do yoga?
No. No, this is more the mind body. That's what I'm talking about. Not so much the stretching and baby's pose and all that other stuff. I mean, I've done yoga, but maybe I'm talking more about meditation, but this whole mind body thing, you read about successful people. A lot of them have that on their list. Is this whole meditation, mind body,
there's a lot on there about how that. Is that a weight loss thing? How is yoga a weight loss? You don't move.
I think it's mind body that you don't maybe crave the deep dish pizza I'm going to have this Sunday. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. I look into it. I might join you.
I want to look into that.
Well, you know, I see things for older guys like us, chair yoga is a big thing.
Chair yoga? Yeah.
Yeah. That's a real big thing.
And a friend of mine, I just saw him at the game, basketball game. He does the hot yoga. Loves it. Absolutely loves it.
What is that? Is this just going to a really hot room?
I think so. I don't know. It's in DePere. He goes.
Do you lay in like hot rocks?
No. I think you're
a really hot room.
No, but I think you're exercising as well.
Okay.
Like exercising in a sauna, probably. I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
All right.
I'll find out.
Drinking straw day. I can't drink out of a straw. Okay, I just got goosebumps. I can't drink out of a straw if it's made out of a paper product.
It's
got to be plastic.
Uh-uh.
I get goosebumps. I get chill. I hate papery kind of thing. I get weird things.
I think the paper.
I know, and plastic straws are bad for the environment.
They are.
It's terrible.
A lot of places don't give them. You got to ask.
Yeah.
Like, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so drinking straw.
Women Rock Day. You mean as in women, we rock? That kind of thing, Con? Con, if you're going to put it up here, you have to be able to explain it, right?
Right.
I mean, Todd can always cover time.
Todd's like, well, that was started in 1940.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Todd actually did put this one up.
Okay, give it to us. Well, Todd. Okay, yeah, thank God for Todd.
National Woman Rock Day. And I think it's all the women who were in rock.
Oh, rock and roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
We thought it was like the women that like make it happen.
We rock.
Right.
You rock, girl.
Right.
Yeah. You rock, sister.
I think it's you go.
I don't know.
Whatever. It's so much. We're with the times.
Yeah.
All right.
Who's your favorite? My favorite rock woman of all time? Joan Jett.
Yeah.
Hate myself for loving you. Love that song. Love Joan Jett. I could see Joan Jett being my girlfriend back in the day.
Yeah. What would your mother say?
She would have liked her. She liked girls that wore really tight black leather pants and leather jackets with spikes on them. She loved that.
That's the role model she's looking for.
Mel Gibson, 69. Boy, he turned bizarro in his life, huh? Didn't age well either. Didn't age all that well. Eli Manning is 44. A little tired of the Mannings. You?
Oh, boy.
I mean,
I said
okay.
That a long time ago.
Enough. Yep. Enough. A little bit. Go.
And now it's their kid or their nephew or who's coming up.
Arch.
Now.
Arch. All right. We got to set our quick break. Lisa Hale, Mark Cusin, Noel Dickman from the Payne Art Center, Don Davey, Gentlemen Grifters, Dennis from the Glam Band. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The USDA's H5N1 monitoring program set the lofty goal of eradicating the virus from U.S. dairy herds. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and Lucas Sostrom of the government affairs team at Edge Dairy Cooperative says the average producer shouldn't feel much impact from the program.
Unless, of course, their herd is positive and they wouldn't have found that before. That's maybe good monitoring, maybe catch things faster. And USDA has stated that their goal is to stamp this out. So I can tell you across our 9 states, we have been asked to provide feedback. We'll be providing feedback. And across our 9 states, they're kind of all the same as what I described. Doing it at the silo level is a problem. We turn over those milk silos at the processing plant fast. And so the traceback actually becomes more of a burden than necessary. Doing it at the milk truck level is a lot more samples, but maybe that's faster. And then doing it at the farm level, I think, is just probably impossible, but ultimately it's up to the states on how they want to do it, the percentages they want to get, and we'll learn from these first 6 states as we go forward.
I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. The Fund for Rural America, Compeer Financial's corporate giving program, is offering 123 scholarships to students this spring. Graduating high school seniors with an agriculture or rural background, or those planning to major in an agriculture-related field, are encouraged to apply by March 15th. The $1,500 scholarships go towards educational tuition expenses at community colleges, universities, or technical schools. Qualified applicants must be graduating seniors residing in Compeer Financial's 144-county territory with a 3.0 GPA or higher. This is based on a combination of written essay submissions, academic achievement, and agricultural community or youth organization involvement. Students can find more information and complete the online application at compeer.com/scholarships. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today, but it is going to be cold with a high of only 20 this afternoon. And the wind northwest at 10 to 20 will keep the wind chill factor hovering around or a little above zero here for a good chunk of the day. Clear tonight, down to 5 above tomorrow. Sunshine with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 13.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special TGIF edition of the show. Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, will be here with a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
A young child was struck and killed by a bus in Waukesha County yesterday morning. The accident happened in Lisbon at Silver Spring Intermediate School. Officials say the 4K student was at the school for a shuttle bus transfer to Willow Springs Learning Center. There were other students on the bus when it struck the child. The driver is cooperating with authorities, and the incident is still under investigation. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has reported an increase in homelessness of nearly 4% in Wisconsin this year. According to their data, over 5,000 people experienced homelessness at some point in 2024, with hundreds unable to find reliable shelter. The report also found over 200 unaccompanied children experiencing homelessness. Over recent years, the unhoused population has grown across the country as people struggle with rising home prices, stagnant wages, and inflation. The price for a gallon of gas should stay low well into the new year. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Wisconsin gas prices have held steady for the past couple of months, and that trend should continue for several weeks. Here's Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan.
It's been a pretty good year. I mean, compared to 2022, the average price for gasoline this year in Wisconsin peaked at about $3.51 a gallon in July, and it's been below $3 a gallon for the last, month and a half? And it probably will stay below $3 a gallon for most of the winter. The next big increase in prices is going to be the seasonal rise that we see late winter, early spring.
DeHaan added that things could change, especially if tariffs are placed on oil imports. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The U.S. has recently set records for oil production, contributing to lower prices at the pump. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, and 96.5 WISS in Oshkosh and Appleton. So we got you for about 100 miles up and down here.
And with great coverage.
Yeah.
Which is cool. That Appleton Tower, and, you know, I'm going to be going there next week just to kind of meet with some of the movers and shakers. That's kind of an old term. Just, you know, like they've been on the show, though. Downtown Green Bay.
Yeah. And downtown Appleton.
and then the Chamber. Yep. So we'll.
Good people.
Yes, they are.
Great people. Brian from Green Bay says, perms are back in style for middle school boys.
You know what? That's awesome. I mean, perms, it's just straight hair to give it the wave. You know what got us some Friends, do you remember that TV show Friends?
Sure.
When they went to, somebody in there got a perm, and that's when that show was, I guess, quite popular, and that helped our industry. More people got perms.
For your thing where you put the stuff around the neck, you mean?
Well, neck strips. Perms are
you know, but how what you did you sell for the perms?
Did you ever get a perm?
Yeah.
Okay, so they use those, like, perm rollers.
Oh, okay,
And then they put your hair around it.
And I hate whatever gel or whatever.
That was pretty toxic. And then what they did was they wrapped paper. We made the paper.
Oh, you made the paper.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's 1,000 sheets in a box, so you had to buy a lot of boxes to make. It's amazing how many perm papers we went through. It was crazy.
I would have thought Coming to America would have been a movie that helped you guys. Because 90% of it was set in the barbershop. You know what I mean?
I didn't tie that back.
All right.
There were some other things that happened in the country that helped our industry or hurt our industry, quite honestly. And what we did really well with was we had the contract with the military. And when you go in to get your hair shaved, I guess, when you go to basic, they put that neck strip around your neck. And we...
Wow.
That was a good one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Terry says, 5 years for me at Eau Claire, I switched majors from journalism to education. You made more
five
money
years.
In education, Terry.
Yeah. I'm surprised. See, one thing about St. Norbert, and there's a lot of great schools out there, but you go to St. Norbert, they'll tell you as a parent, we'll get your kid out of here in 4 years.
Right.
Because I don't like that. Not that my kids went there, but that was important to me. That they got out of school in 4 years. Even if you switch majors, that they kind of like, we'll help you out with that. I don't want someone going to school for 5 years because, again, two reasons. Loss of income and
increased expenses. Aren't some majors 5 years? Aren't there some that are 5 years? Con, do you go to college?
Yeah, I switched majors and it made me go 5 years.
That's right. What did you go into?
Well, I originally went to for business, okay, for marketing.
Okay.
And I switched to advertising and journalism.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, it took me an extra year, but I got it.
Oh, where'd you go?
Milwaukee.
UWM?
Yep, UWM. Oh, cool. Yeah.
That's good school.
You're a Panther.
Yep.
Linda Ronstadt for me in the 70s. Okay, today, ladies, guys or ladies, today is Women in Rock Day. Let us know your all-time favorite woman in rock. Like I said, mine is Joan Jett. Who's yours? Hello?
Women. I'm thinking of women.
Is it one of the Lemon Sisters?
I was going to say, that rock thing is what threw me.
Con, how about you?
You know.
I mean, Joan Jett is really good.
That's tough to beat.
Yeah.
That's tough to beat. Are there any women rockers anymore? I mean, seriously.
There's a, why can't I think of the band? There's this new band that has, they used to have someone and he passed away, so they hired someone else, and it was a girl this time.
Okay, can I just be honest with you?
Yeah.
You just told a Mino story. There is this band, and I don't know, I mean, I can't think of the name, but what's the name? And this guy died, and then her sister,
right.
And her sister, I don't know the name of it.
Her sister's daughter took over.
Her niece.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
The guy died, remember? And then the other guy, yeah.
Good thing about those stories.
Nice job, Con.
They fill time. That's what they do. That's about it.
I'm looking at the description of Woman Rock Day, and it says, start by listening to Janis Joplin. She's considered one of the first women to make her way in rock.
Janis Joplin.
That's great.
Yes.
Yeah. I love Janis Joplin.
But, yeah. There are not a lot of, though,
no, right
role
now,
models.
Are there any?
No, but I'm just talking about
rockers.
Would you?
Female.
Like, Sound of Music, Julia. You know, that. You know, I they're not wholesome women, those rockers.
Was that, if you're looking for wholesomeness, I don't think you're looking to rock. I mean, let's be honest.
Did you bring them home to mom? Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, I would have. Yeah. I would have brought home, actually, you know who was, when I was younger in my formidable years, you know who was the queen?
Marie Osmond.
Well, her.
You'd bring her home to mom,
right? Her would
have
brought home to mom.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Her would have brought home to mom.
Yeah.
Nancy Sinatra. Nancy Sinatra.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But she's not she wouldn't be a rocker, would she?
Well, for her era, I mean, that's before rock became harder.
Right.
So for her day, she was, you know, Scotty says Lita Ford. Yeah.
Who?
Lita Ford.
Never heard of her.
Okay. So I know what Scotty's saying to here, too. Kiss Me Deadly, Lita Ford. Okay. So we had one of my buddies, come on my show one time, and we were talking about hot women in rock back today, and he didn't know we were on the air. And I go, Benny, Lita Ford, hot or not? He goes, Lita Ford, she's a bleeping goddess. Not knowing we were on the air, but he didn't say bleep. Scotty B, do you remember that day? Yeah. William also says Lita Ford. Wow, Lita Ford in the lead here for the rock, women in rock day. Susie Quattro. Love Susie. Remember Susie Quattro from Happy Days? She was on Happy Days, right?
Was she the one that died in the trailer?
I actually don't know.
No. That was Erin Moran.
Yeah.
That was Joni died in the trailer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Isn't that sad when these people, it's like, how does that happen?
And where are your friends?
Where are anybody? I mean, even where's your family?
Even that guy
where's
that
whatever?
We, right, that, the guy from Milwaukee went to Marquette. You know,
oh, Chris Farley.
We were his friends.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
His brother said that. Like, man, you got to, and those are tough things to sit down and say, dude, this is serious. You are on a wrong, you're on a road to death, man.
But you
That's
know
too bad, but she, but I think she died of something else, though. Didn't we overreact to that, Joan?
Erin Moran?
Yeah.
I think it was a medical condition.
But she had a tough life.
But she had really, I mean, she was, yeah.
You're that popular and you're sleeping in a trailer in Indiana?
Okay, back up here a little bit, though.
Okay. Well, that could be the life she chose.
I lived in a trailer in Idaho, okay, and I loved it. I liked trailers. Our cabin
was
a trailer. I don't have a problem with trailers.
Then why aren't you living in one now?
I could live in one right now. You get me a double wide, I'll live in it. I will. I'll live in it. Lizzie Hale says Tori is the hottest woman rocker of today. I have no idea who. Con, who's Lizzie Hale?
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on, Con. You're supposed to
hottest
be our
women rocker
conduit
today.
To like, the young hip scene, Con.
Yeah, no.
When's Todd coming back?
I don't know. Damn. He's been Yeah. Kind of radio silence. I know. Pardon the pun, but
you know, we need Khan to be our conduit to the youth. The youth Khan.
Right.
Think about
it. Okay, Lizzie Hale, you got her?
Lizzie Hale is 41.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. That's for 41. That is, okay.
For putting up a
picture, that says it all.
Oh, okay.
Music group is the Hailstorm.
Okay.
I don't know who that is. I'm sorry. Okay.
All right, Khan. All right.
You know one of my favorites, that name, though? You know this guy, Al Hale. Remember him?
I know the name.
Oh, yeah, baseball coach forever. He was the most, what's the word I'm looking for, at server at Lambeau Field, the beer.
Oh.
He was at the Widener Center on stage. He had a big show about him.
Oh, really?
I went to his funeral. He's great.
And he was a beer vendor?
Oh, man, like the beer vendor. And he was in section 119, which is my section. Yeah, he was great. Just great. I don't know anything about that. Yeah, I think you do. Because he was in baseball forever. I'm sure you knew him. You know his kids.
His kid coached.
What was the baseball team? Blue Jays?
Blue Ribbons?
Blue Ribbons.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. I didn't know the beer aspect.
Oh, my gosh. That was his claim to fame was. I think it was like, I'm not kidding you, like 40 years or 50 years of vending beer. That's when they walked up and down the steps, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome. And
we were section 7, row 43.
Okay, yeah, we were
right. I'll tell you what. I mean, I loved going to Packer games when I was a kid. I mean, you could say you want to go to Disneyland or you want to go to Packer regular season game.
Yeah.
It would be, oh, my God. I mean, a Packer game was such an event. But for us from the UP, it was such a cool. We would go to Ponderosa or Bonanza for breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't believe it. There's your steak. You can see it cooking. And then you could take whatever kind of dessert you wanted. It's like, are you serious? This is, like, unbelievable. So that was, like, such a big event for
us.
It's
not the best
cut
of meat, though.
I loved it.
There was the Ponderosa.
But what I'm getting at, let me finish here. I was so jealous of the kids that sat in the section right below us because there was a section back in those days. Does anybody remember this? There was a section for kids, I think it was 14 and under or 16 and under, just kids. They had a special segment. So I don't know how you got the tickets. But I'd watch those kids more than a game because they'd take the styrofoam and they'd be throwing it at each other.
It's funny that there's no more kids section.
They were having such fun. You can't believe it. And, you know, I sat with my dad. You don't move. I mean, you do whatever. And these kids were just rowdy. I thought, wow, are Green Bay kids ever wild? Anybody out there ever sit in the kid? Does anybody know about the kids section at Lambeau?
I remember that.
When did it go away? Somebody help us out.
Money.
Another one here from William. Pat Benatar. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Good call. Good call, William. Yeah, very good call.
No, but Ponderosa, didn't they get sued back in like the 70s because the guy's tongue swelled up so much because the meat tenderizer?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that did happen.
And, okay, you know.
I mean, Ponderosa was fun, and it was not real expensive, and you're right. There was quite a selection.
But it was, okay, we had the whole routine. 6 o'clock mass.
Oh, yeah.
No, 5:30 mass. Oh, I used to love being an altar boy in those in the middle of winter. 5:30 mass.
Ooh, that's early.
That's early. Yeah, and then we'd drive down. We'd stop in Pembine at the Port, I think it was, the old restaurant in Pembine. Okay. Yeah. My dad and his would have a shot and a beer. And then we'd go to Lena, and we'd stop at Sportsman's Tavern, Kitzinger's, and they would have a shot and a beer. And then we'd come to Green Bay. We'd go to Ponderosa. Then you go to the game. And you come home, we'd stop in Wasaki at the Wasaki Bowl for their smorgasbord.
That's pretty memorable. I mean, that's pretty cool your dad did all that.
Absolutely. And then we'd watch the second game, like it'd always be the 49ers or the Rams, you know, on the West Coast.
Right,
that
right,
game would
right.
be on, which was cool. And yeah, that was a great, oh my God. If I can recreate one day of my lifetime,
yeah, that's what it would be.
But yeah, I need to know if anybody ever sat in that kids section. Whatever happened to that kids section? When did they get rid of it? Need somebody to help us out.
Yeah, I don't. Wow, I'm surprised they would do that unattended. I'm surprised parents would let their kids go there.
And it was rowdy. Wow, I always wanted to sit there. We got Lisa Hale, Nowisco coming up. Mark Houston, Bellin Sports. Noel Dickman, Payne Art Center. Don Davey, former Green Bay Packer and Wisconsin Badger, and of course Dennis from the Glam Band Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series with the Gentlemen Grifters. Back after this.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS. The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh North teams. January 16th at 7 p.m., Boys Varsity Hockey plays Appleton North at Appleton. Then at 7:30, Girls Varsity Basketball travels to the FHS Fieldhouse to take on Fond du Lac High. Meanwhile at 7:30, Boys Varsity Basketball plays Fond du Lac High School at home. At 6 and 7:45 p.m. on January 16th is Boys Varsity Wrestling Double Duels at Kakana High School. January 17th at 5:30 is the Boys Varsity Invitational at Appleton North High. For more events and details, visit OshkoshNorthSpartansAthletics.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered Mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zeroni's.com. Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a Friday morning. Once again, we got a great show coming up. Lisa Hale is standing by right now, I believe, from Oshkosh.
They can see her.
I am.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi there. How are y'all doing?
We're all doing great. How are you all doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. How's your mom and them?
How's what?
Your mom and them.
My mom?
And them?
And them.
My mother's doing fine. She's in Minneapolis now for a little, then I think she's going to Florida after that. She's doing fine. She's 92 years old, just keeping it going.
That's great.
And my kids are great. I was just showing Johnny some pictures. One of my daughters is meeting her boyfriend's parents, which is a big deal, in India. And she's sending these pictures.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow.
That's really India.
I thought that was really cool. She went there to meet his parents, and they've been doing some Zoom things. It's a big trip for her. And she really, to honor them or to just fit in, she bought clothes.
Okay.
And she looks like she lives there. It's like, wow.
She really does. I mean, do you have to wear that stuff then once you're there?
She doesn't have clothes like that. You know, like gold dresses and all that. But, and he obviously has that. Anyway, interesting. So they're doing, my kids are doing fine, and so is my mother. How about you? New Year's resolutions? You want to share anything with me and Johnny?
My New Year's resolution is not to make any.
That was
New Year's
an evil
resolution.
Laugh.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what, you can take someone out?
Yeah.
You know what? Every year I make the same resolution. I resolve to lose 50 pounds. No. So I've stopped making resolutions and have just decided to make little tiny changes each year. And last year it kind of worked because I lost 25 pounds.
Wow.
There you go. All right.
So we'll see.
There's monthly resolutions you can do so you're not stressed out about the whole year. But I'm not one to ask. I'm just, that's what I read. Is that?
Well, you know, now that you mention it, this week's New Wisco Weekend is all about setting those goals and resolutions for the new year and the importance of it. Our cover story, we have Emily Wright, who is a wonderful coach and is with an organizational impact coach, and she does wonderful energy work. And she talks about how you take little tiny things and make them throughout the year. Right. You don't take it all at once because you can't eat an elephant in one bite. Mm-hmm. You know, you eat an elephant one bite at a time. You can't eat the whole thing. So mm-hmm. anyway, it's all about breaking it down.
And I put my resolutions, and they're all written. You got to write them down. I mean, that's like
yes,
number one.
Yes, writing them down.
And put them on the refrigerator or something you're going to see every day, your mirror, whatever. But I got daily, weekly, and monthly.
Very cool. Very cool. I like that you're goal setting. That's important. That's a good way to keep moving forward.
And I read it every morning.
You know what I did? I bought the 2025, you know, calendar book, you know, whatever.
The month at a glance?
Date book. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I like that.
Yeah, yeah. But what I date did planner. Is one of the things I've ought to do is not step on the scale so often. So what I put is every Monday,
good one.
I've got my goal weight for every Monday for the month of January.
It goes down?
Yeah, yeah. So okay, it'd be like 5 pounds trying to lose in the month of January.
Okay. So you're going to check that every week?
Yeah.
Are you going to report it to our listeners?
I can. I overestimated how much I'd lose this first. But here's the deal. Here's the deal, though.
Make them realistic. Well, right? We talked about that. Smart
when Mark
goal.
Houston comes specific, in, Mark's always big about
measurable.
This stuff. Make it. Yeah. But this week shouldn't count.
No, of course not.
You know what I mean?
What, because it's the holiday week or because it's the holiday week?
Right. It's still the holidays. Into it. You still got the leftovers right. from the New Year's Eve you type know, stuff.
You know what I had for breakfast this morning? Smoked salmon and crackers because there's I had that.
You know what's really great? Smoked salmon and eggs. Scramble up eggs and put in the smoked salmon. It's fantastic. I did that when we had some leftover.
Yeah.
Scrambled up eggs with smoked salmon, amazing.
You know what I had with my eggs? Tenderloin. That's good too.
I had that too.
Leftovers. I mean, who's going to throw out smoked salmon?
Nobody.
What is that? 12, 13 bucks
Nobody.
A pound?
Nobody.
Tenderloin?
Nobody.
13 bucks a pound. Who's going to throw that out?
Okay, let me ask you something. I know you got the most privileged dog in America. Would you feed him tenderloin leftovers?
Yeah, I just switched him over to, I don't know if there's tenderloin in there, but it's in the refrigerator now. Because I used to give him dried dog food, and they're like, this stuff's actually better. So I don't
gravy
know.
Just try.
No.
No, he's giving him, like, fresh food. It's
the stuff you buy in the refrigerator.
Yeah, you see that now that it's in the refrigerator.
Right. That's what it is.
Yeah. So, Lisa, tell me about what's on your show this week.
Well, as I said, we're going to be discussing New Year's resolutions and goal setting. We're also, we've got a story on the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce being named the best in the nation. That's
wow,
in
that's
there.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Of course, we have Amanda Nimmer. Now, y'all know Amanda, right?
Of course.
Yes.
I consider Amanda to be our Andy Rooney or our Irma Bombeck.
Okay.
Because she has a weekly commentary section that's a little bit funny, but yet, you know, makes some sense. So you should check out her hers this week about the little new things you should do.
She seems a little bit more positive than Andy Rooney.
He was
a little curmudgeon when he got older.
Totally. Totally.
Amanda can be a little curmudgeon.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes,
I haven't seen that.
I think our Todd has you know, rubbed off on her a little bit, and the curmudgeon comes out.
Have you talked to Todd lately? We haven't seen him. We don't know where he is.
Is he still with us?
Yeah.
He's still with us. Okay. He's still with us. I talked to him yesterday. So.
All right.
Excellent.
You go on vacation, and it's like...
I'm afraid he might go do one of those, like...
Radio stuff.
Like, trying to find the spirits in some basement someplace.
Or down in...
He never shows up again.
To watch that Aaron Rodgers documentary, we're afraid he's going
to
follow.
Go to Costa Rica.
Right.
Yeah. Lay in the mud.
Jump in the mud.
Exactly.
Smoke that weed.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right, Lisa. Come on.
I can't see Todd doing that.
No, that is true.
Yeah. Oh, I can. Yeah. Oh, I totally can.
The more I think about it, it's always the quiet ones.
Not
like, really, you
question.
Do that? Oh, yeah.
No question. Lisa, I hope you have a great 2025. We love having you on. We love Oshkosh.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely going to have a fantastic 2025 because I'm going to be with you guys.
All right.
Phenomenal.
Again, the show. Time.
Your show.
Two of them.
New Wisco Weekend. It's Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11 a.m. right here on WGBW and WISS.
All right,
thank you,
setting.
Lisa. You're the best.
All right.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The families of the victims of the New Orleans attack are discussing the hard lessons they've learned.
Life is so fragile and so short, and it can be taken at any given moment, and you really need to love those around you.
That's Jack Beck talking about his brother Tiger Beck, one of 14 people killed in the truck attack. And authorities say the attacker was inspired by ISIS. ABC News has obtained a bulletin sent by the FBI urging law enforcement to remain vigilant in case of copycat attacks. The Surgeon General wants warning labels added to alcohol, warning of the increased risk of cancer from alcohol consumption. It's similar to the labels on cigarettes. President Biden decided to block the nearly $15 billion sale of U.S. steel to Japan's Nippon Steel. An announcement's expected today. And the new Congress convenes today. The first order of business is voting for Speaker. Mike Johnson wants to keep the job, but ABC has counted 17 Republicans who are noncommittal. This is ABC News.